Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, June 1. New sexual consent laws come into effect in New South Wales from today, 5 months after the state parliament passed reforms to strengthen protections. Last November, the New South Wales parliament passed an amendment that clarifies, modernises and simplifies consent law. The new law defines consent as a free and voluntary agreement that cannot be presumed and involves ongoing mutual communication. The laws also clarify that if a person consents to one sex act, it does not mean they have consented to others. The amendment clarifies that a person who is asleep, unconscious or intoxicated is not able to consent, with the government set to issue new directions to juries involved in assault trials. The change is expected to improve the experience for victims within the justice system, and 5 new directions will be available for judges to hand to juries to address misconceptions about consent. Parts of regional Queensland are in the grips of a mice plague, with some homes and businesses being overrun with the rodents. Towns throughout the North Burnett region, including Gander, Mundubbera, Biggenden and Monto, have been invaded by the pests in recent weeks. Some residents have even reported waking up with bite marks on their bodies after finding mice in their beds. Months of wet weather and a mild winter have created the perfect conditions for the plague, with an abundance of grass for them to feed on. And millions of low-income earners could see a pay rise within weeks, with the Fair Work Commission expected to announce a 4-4.5% increase to the minimum wage and award minimum wages. The prediction from the ANZ comes as the Commission carries out its 2021-22 annual wage review. If announced, the hike will be the largest percentage increase to the minimum wage since 2010, but with inflation at 5.1%, the raise will still effectively amount to a cut in real wages. The announcement is expected to be made in mid-June, with the new rate to apply from July 1. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.